On a recent Sunday, over 100 students from all over North America gathered for the real-life championship of a fictional sport. Independent producer Sean Hurley has this story from the 2008 College Quidditch World Cup.
They appeared in 1998, not long after the first book came out. 11 or 12-year-old boys with messy hair and a penchant for round, dark glasses. The girls wearing scarlet and gold scarves. Well, that first wave of Harry Potter readers is about to graduate college.
Welcome to the 2008 College Quidditch World Cup!
That's Alex Benepi, a senior at Vermont's Middlebury College and master of ceremonies for this year's College Quidditch World Cup. If Alex Benepi is the sport's prime mover, it was his friend, Alexander Manschow, who had the initial idea.
And we're sitting there at lunch, and we're trying to figure out what are we going to do next with our Sunday afternoons. And so, all of a sudden, the idea pops into my head, Quidditch. And I say, Quidditch.
Players, brooms down, eyes closed, and the Snitch Rainy Johnson is loose.
A figure in a glaring yellow outfit races off the field and disappears behind Battelle Hall.
Brooms up! And we're off the field.
The players lift their brooms from the muddy turf, lock them between their thighs, and then, let us just say for the purposes of going with the moment, they take flight.
Liz Heron-Sweet has got the quaffle. She's looking for a pass. Caught! Headed downfield, bludgeoned.
If a broom comes out from between the legs of a player, they will plummet to the ground.
The brooms here act as a kind of equalizer and make this a sport that anyone can play, big or small, slow or fast, male or female.
Goal! Ives Pond College!
Para todos ustedes que están aquí, tenemos Ives Pond College.
While the spirit of Harry Potter is present, there are owls here and minstrel music. It's first and foremost a sport and competition. Many of the players haven't even read the books. They just like the game.
We've got a scuffle there at midfield. Man, Ken, it's getting violent out there.
Oh, my gosh, it's very rough. I'm afraid somebody's going to get hurt, though. I mean, they're really rough game.
That's Susan Kelly. She drove over from Glens Falls, New York, to watch her son play.
And how did your son do so far?
Well, he hasn't played. He's going to play next. He's a badger. A badger? Is that what they call it? What do they call it?
I think it's a bludger.
A bludger.
We've got the bludgers flying, the quaffles flying, the sinkers flying. Oh, and a fall on the bench there. Reparo.
This will be Alex Benepi's last College Quidditch World Cup. But Alex isn't sure he can put his broom away.
I mean, I really love this. I don't know if I'm ready to stop doing this. I feel like this could keep on growing, and I would love to be a part of it. And it's something more than anything else I've ever done that really makes me feel good at the end of the day. And I think that's not something that I should ignore.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final score of Middlebury, 130, Vassar 10.
After Middlebury defeats Vassar to claim this year's World Cup, 100 filthy Quidditch players rally on the muddy field and hoist Alex Benepi aloft. In a top hat and long-tailed tuxedo, he drives his fist toward the sky.
We end every day by screaming Quidditch as long and as loud as we can.
For NPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.
You can see photos of the Quidditch World Cup at npr.org.